Greetings, everyone. John Doherty here for Radio Tacoma's Climate Talk, the place where we talk about everything climate and always respectfully, and, you know, most of the time locally. Seems it's more interesting and more valuable to focus our environmental and climate energies here locally, where we do have a chance of seeing that our efforts are moving the needle. But, of course, climate change is not only a local issue, it's a national issue, and it's a global issue. So today I'm going to be talking about climate change mitigation from a national perspective, and in particular, I'm going to be speaking about a recently introduced bill in the House of Representatives, H.R. 2307, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. This topic has been on our agenda several times in the past, but with this bill being reintroduced and really a chance of it becoming law this year or next, I think it's time to take another look a little closer, and give you some resources. Like a lot of subjects, this subject can be as complex as we want to make it, so today I'm going to distill things down into a handful of topics and see if we can make them manageable. I do encourage you to do your homework after the fact, and I also will be encouraging you to talk to your elected representatives. This is something that's on the agenda and something that might happen, important for us to raise our voices on it. Okay. Fossil fuel, petroleum products, they're pretty expensive already. Why would anybody want to put a fee on them, which is what this bill proposes, putting a fee starting at $15 a ton, which doesn't mean much to us, maybe 20 cents a gallon at the pump, the gasoline pump. Why would anybody want to do that? Of course, there's a simple concept, and that is the more something costs, the less of it we use. And it also encourages other things to be used as alternatives as they become more financially advantageous. And fossil fuels would be no exception to this rule of thumb. It's real clear we need to reduce our fossil fuel emissions. There's lots of stuff we can do in terms of climate change mitigation, but the key to all of it is reducing our fossil fuel emissions to net zero, and then hopefully starting to pull some of that carbon dioxide we've been putting in the atmosphere the last couple hundred years back out of the atmosphere and back into the ground where it belongs. So that's simple enough in itself, but what about folks who are, let's say, having a hard time making ends meet? How are they going to be impacted? Well, this is the interesting part of this fee on carbon, and this particular bill requires that the funds collected be given as cash back to every man, woman, and child in the United States. That's to help them make the adjustment to higher fossil fuel prices and also to encourage them to use some of those extra funds maybe for less fossil fuel intensive purposes. There have been a number of studies done on this subject, and it's real clear that everybody except the most wealthy amongst us will be better off under this carbon fee and dividend approach. Okay, so if it's a good idea, how does it work, though? Okay, here's how it works. The federal government, through the Treasury and the IRS, collects funds from the miners, the folks that bring the fossil fuels out of the ground, and also people who import fossil fuels from outside the United States. As mentioned, those fees would be given back to every man, woman, and child in the form of a cash back, probably on a monthly basis, also handled by the Treasury Department, just like the checks that are being passed out on the COVID and our IRS refunds, etc. The fee will escalate over the years, making fossil fuels more and more expensive, reducing our emissions, and hopefully getting us on the way towards a more stable climate future. And because of the more expensive fossil fuels, the cleaner energy, solar, wind, tidal, you name it, will become more attractive. And as it becomes more popular, it'll also be expected to become cheaper. So we'll be doing the transition to a clean energy system. There's been lots of research done on this subject from just about every angle you could imagine. And one of them, of course, is the financial one, one that hits us in the pocketbook, one we care about a lot. And economists pretty much universally say that this is the most effective way of getting us to a cleaner economy. It's estimated that it's 6 times cheaper than actually putting out regulations. Regulations tend to be somewhat ham-handed. They're hard to change once they're in place. There's a lot of confusion about how to comply with them. People start looking for loopholes, so on and so forth. If there's just a simple fee put on fossil fuels, at the source of those fuels, and then that money is returned to the populace. That's a relatively simple system compared to regulation. So more effective in that regard. Not only more effective, but cheaper too, because regulation comes with its regulatory costs. Another thing that's good about this is that businesses tend to like this approach much better than the regulatory approach. And the reason is because it's predictable. They know that this is what's going to be the market coming up, and they can adjust accordingly, probably even start making transitions towards a clean energy industry as opposed to fossil fuel industry. By doing all of that, hopefully we can avoid the worst costs of changing climate. A number of business-related organizations have come out in favor of an approach that puts a price on carbon versus a regulatory approach, some of those being the Business Roundtable, the American Petroleum Institute, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Now, this brings up kind of a side subject for me. I can hear some of my progressive friends out there pretty much saying something like, well, if business is in favor of this, I'm against it. And I get that, because business certainly hasn't distinguished themselves in terms of social or environmental responsibility over the years. However, the fossil fuel industry is a huge part of our economy. It's hugely impactful. And really, I don't believe we're going to get from here to there without paying some attention to what the fossil fuel, what the business industry, so on, what their concerns are in terms of how we're going to manage fossil fuel emissions. One of my big concerns is that people on the left, the progressives, the left of center versus the right of center, conservatives are going to end up glaring at each other across the table, never get anything accomplished. We're going to have to compromise. Nobody's going to get exactly what they want out of moving ahead on climate mitigation. And putting a price on carbon is something that has something for everybody, not exactly what everybody wants, but it is something for everybody. And I think regardless of a person's position, left, right, or center, they really should, they're obligated to take a close look and see what the impacts of a fee on carbon would be. Okay, let's talk politics just a little bit. It's all well and good to have a proposal that looks like it could be a good one, but what's the likelihood of this bill recently introduced actually becoming law? Well, actually, I would say a possibility, and that's a change from the past. So how could that happen? Well, first off, the Biden administration is very clear that they're going to take significant, strong steps towards mitigating climate change. So there's that. There are members of the Biden administration, Janet Yellen and John Kerry, for example, both of whom are high up in the hierarchy in terms of setting climate policy, and both of them support putting a fee on carbon. So we got the Biden administration supporting it. There's support in the House of Representatives. It looks like this bill would probably draw enough votes to leave the House and go over to the Senate. The Senate, of course, is problematic. The idea that we could get 60 votes in the Senate for putting a price on carbon is probably not realistic, not at least with this Congress. However, there is a reconciliation process which takes place once a year, and that only requires 51 votes to pass. And so there is a possibility, since this is a money issue, there is a possibility that this could get through the Senate next year on reconciliation. Long shot for sure, but once again, we're now talking about possibilities, not hopes. Here are some quotes for you from the Biden administration. John Kerry said, place a price on carbon pollution so we change behavior and incentivize action. Yeah, exactly. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said, fully supportive of effective carbon pricing. And she has confidence that the president has a favorable attitude towards a price on carbon as well. Then there's Noah Kaufman. He's the senior economist in the White House Council of Economic Advisors. He says, putting a price on carbon dioxide emissions is a no-brainer. That's an economist speaking. So I'm hoping you'd like to learn more and be, at the very least, well-informed on how carbon fee and dividend works, not just kind of take a look and say, well, I don't want to pay more for fossil fuels, so I'm not interested. It's not that simple. Take a closer look. Where would be a good place to do that? Well, you all probably know that I'm an activist with Citizens Climate Lobby. One of the reasons I am is because they have a tremendous set of resources on everything related to what we're talking about here. And I urge you to just do a Google on ccclusa.org and dig in there, and you can get a lot of background, including links to websites outside of Citizens Climate Lobby. It's a great resource. Once you've done your homework, it's time to talk to your member of Congress. My member of Congress is Derek Kilmer. He's a co-sponsor of the bill, so he's definitely on board, and I'm very grateful to Mr. Kilmer for his ongoing support of a carbon fee and dividend approach, and also his concerns for creating a clean environment and a healthy climate for us, our children, our grandchildren going forward. So find out who your representative is wherever you live. It's pretty easy. Just do a Google on how to contact your representative and senator, and there's forms that you can fill out online, and you can express your opinion on this important subject. So to kind of reiterate, putting a price on carbon is sort of foundational towards a better climate. It's not enough in itself to fix everything. It's not going to be able to do that. Other steps are going to be taken as well. But this is foundational, and as such, it deserves our support. It's a step that gets us well on the way to carbon neutrality by 2050. It paves the way for transition to clean energy by making clean energy more attractive. It's great for our health as a nation, as it reduces carbon dioxide pollution with related problems of heat, and also reduces the other noxious stuff that goes out into the air from us burning our petroleum stuff, including fine particles, which lead to premature deaths of thousands of people in the United States every year. And it's fair to folks who are at the bottom half or so of our economic spectrum, folks who pretty much have to count every nickel to make it through each month, and it's fair to them. In fact, most of them will be better off under this bill. So that's that subject for today. And remember that the voice that isn't raised is the least effective voice, so important for us to raise our voices. So here I am on this beautiful Pacific Northwest day, once again reminding you, as always, live like the mountain is out. Take care now.